Got something to say. Brought to you by South Bend International Airport, offering nonstop flights to 10 destinations with close parking and short lines. SBN is the smart choice for travel. Fly SBN.com. 94.9 WSJM, committed to serving Michigan's great Southwest. And Surf Pro of Berrien County, they make any size disaster seem like it never even happened. Present Got Something to Say.
And welcome to the show. It's Ray Gustafson, joined in the studio by Matthew Bizzo. What's your title over there at the Krausel, Matthew?
I am the Marketing and Events Manager.
I know that, but I just forgot. I've slept since then. Tammy Miller, Deputy Director at the Krausel. Hi, Tammy.
Hi, thanks for having us.
Glad to have you here. Always, and I say this every time, Matthew, and you're going to get tired of me saying this, but it's always fun to have the Krausel come in and talk about things happening, because you're so connected to the community and you do so many great things for the community to from education to just everything. And it's always enjoy having you both in, and joined by Tammy today. Now, we've got an event coming up on, it's actually going to be Friday night the 8th and Saturday the 9th then, basically. It's called Aftermath. War is only half the story. Now, we had a news story about this. We've had a couple of news stories in this on the air here. And our news director, Doug Cunningham, spoke with you, Tammy, about it. And we had it here on Got Something to Say last week. But want to follow up, because it's kind of ever evolving. There's like new things coming in and new information coming out about this. And I found it very interesting as a news guy, because you're absolutely correct with the title. Aftermath, War is Only Half the Story. So tell me a little bit about it, Tammy, Matthew, you chime in, whichever one. What's the Aftermath, War is Only Half the Story?
So this is an exhibition that we are bringing to the Krausel Art Center and to our community. It's a traveling exhibition, and the Aftermath Project was a program that from 2006 to 2016 invited artists from across the world, across the globe, to submit photographs of sites that were post-war and post-conflict. And every year they would publish a volume of these photographs as part of the Aftermath Project. And they're just very beautiful photographs, contemplative, insightful, interesting to look at. And so in celebration of their 10-year anniversary, they put together this exhibition that we now have at the Krausel. And it consists of over 50 photographers from across the globe.
Right. More than 84
photographs are in the exhibition total. And quite honestly, we might not even be able to show them all, because it's quite a bit of space. But they are just amazing photographs that we're looking forward to showing. We have a catalog that goes along with it that talks about the exhibition. And, the point of the exhibition is to change the way we tell the story of war. You know, we think of war images in the media. A lot of things might come to mind very readily. And these images are very different than that. So it's a way to educate the public on the true cost of war and to think just a little bit more deeply about the after effects of it.
And you said this exhibit has been traveling around for 10 years now, right?
It's celebrating the 10-year anniversary of the Aftermath Project, and it started traveling a year ago.
A year ago, then, is when it started. You know, and I having a close ties to the news, I'm a big history buff myself. You're right in what you said in the interview that you did with Doug Cunningham, our news director, and what we had on the air is the news media, and I don't like using blanket statements like that, but there's a lot of news media that it's like while something is taking place, they're there and they're covering it, and this is what's going on, and da-da-da-da-da-da-da. And then when it ends, there's not always a lot of follow-up with some news organizations. And I think that's unfortunate, because there is aftermath. Am I right on that?
Absolutely.
Is that a fair statement?
Absolutely. And the exhibition documenting the 10 years of this project is actually grouped around two really beautiful poems by a Polish Nobel laureate that are about war and specifically about those after effects, and talks about the reality of and the cleanup that happens. And in the poems, she talks about the photographs and the news move on, and the people are there picking up rubble and rebuilding. And it's such a process, and it can be very grueling.
Yeah, it's like the hurricanes when it's all going on. You know, you see the you watch on the TV news, you see the reporters standing there in the wind and everything, and then after the hurricane is over, it's like, yep, cleanup efforts are underway, and then they've moved on to another story, because there's something else big that they need to focus on, and so there isn't a very good job done on the follow up. I like that. So it's coming up Friday night the 8th is the open reception. We'll talk about that, and then the panel discussions and everything on Saturday the 9th. And so how did you find out about this, Tammy, Matthew? How did you find out about this to be able to allow it to become here?
Sure. There are a couple of different resources that I look to for traveling exhibitions that we know have exhibitions that fit our size and security requirements, our price range. I mean, I hate to say it, it's almost like a form of catalog shopping, you know, but there are companies out there that their job is to work with partners to put these exhibitions together and then to travel them throughout the United States, which is wonderful because certainly, you know, this project, Sarah Terry is the curator. She's in LA. We didn't have a direct connection to her, but through this opportunity, we were able to make it, and she will be coming out for that panel discussion. So it's great to have these types of resources. And the Krasla Art Center is an accredited museum through the American Alliance of Museums in Washington, D.C. And so part of what that accredited means is that we can bring in these types of exhibitions, which we're very fortunate to be able to do.
And then, as you mentioned earlier, I mean, the photographs, the photographers, they're internationally acclaimed photographers.
Yes, they
are. And I'm looking at the list of names here, and there's a couple of them that are, 27 letters with no vowels. I'm just kidding. So,
right.
I'm not going to put you on the spot to pronounce every one of them. But there are a couple in here. Can you mention a couple though? That
I think it's interesting. I mean, you have you have images that are from all over the world. So you have an image of Kosovo by Borjana Kacarova.
Sure.
You have images in the United States by there's one called For God, Race, and Country by Christopher Capacilio.
See, there you go.
Wounded Knee images by Danny Wilcox Frazier. So, it's a wide range for sure.
So it starts on Friday night, the 8th of February, with an opening reception, right?
It does, yes. So on the 8th, we're actually going to be starting off in our art lab. We have Yelena and Michael Hall, who will be giving a talk about their work at 5:30. And then at 6 o'clock, we will actually be kicking off the opening reception for both gallery shows.
Okay. And then now there's more than just the exhibit. We said the opening reception Friday night, but then there's a panel discussion on Saturday.
There is. Yes. Actually, during the opening reception, we are excited to announce that we are partnering with the Collective out of Benton Harbor, where they will be leading a calming yoga practice throughout the reception. This is a show that deals with a lot of conflict, and we want to be able to give some tools to the people showing and how they can deal with conflict in their own life. So we're very excited about that partnership.
When you say conflict, what are you expecting? Some conflict? I mean,
no, not necessarily.
No, no. Okay.
We just thought, I think most people are, yoga is very popular.
Oh,
a lot of people
is.
Are doing yoga. But a large part of the practice of yoga is dealing with breath and dealing with mindfulness. And so as we were talking about this exhibition with Luke and Adrian at the Collective, Luke himself is a veteran, and they started talking about their research of trauma and how they've been able to use breathing exercises and yoga to assist people with trauma. And so it's really just an awareness raising.
Yeah.
They also love the idea of sharing their practice in the galleries to show people that you can practice this anywhere. You could do this, as Adrian said, you could do this in the line at the grocery store.
Absolutely.
If you're feeling stressed out and, having a little bit of anxiety, you can do this.
Yeah. And in the panel discussion, you said there were some panel guests, you said, Matthew?
So. Yes, we do. We are excited to have Kent Lauder...
Lauterbaugh.
Thank you, Tammy. And Stephen E. Gross as our panelists, along with Sarah Terry. And that is going to be on Saturday, February 9th from 10 to 12. And that will also be in the galleries.
And then there's coffee with the curator, right?
There is. That will be the following Wednesday on February 11th. And we're having that.
13th.
The 13th.
Right.
Wednesday, February 13th at 12 o'clock. And that's actually going to be led by Tammy, who will do a bit more of a deep dive into the work in the galleries.
So it's not just a 2-day thing. I kept saying it was Friday and Saturday, but this actually goes on well into Wednesday into the next week then. So, how long is the exhibit going to be there?
The exhibit stays up through April 7th.
April 2nd.
So it'll be there for a little bit.
Okay. And then in the art lab?
In the art lab, we have these two. So the art lab is sort of a small experimental gallery space. And we have Yelena and Michael Hall coming from Chicago.
Okay.
And they do these really great sculptures that play on domestic objects that provide us comfort in life and play with them and their sculptures. It's going to be interactive. People are going to have the opportunity to use bellows to make a bubble machine. Fun. They're going to have the opportunity to play with a Glade plug-in. I mean, it's just, it's sort of silly, but really interesting at the same time.
Very cool. So the exhibit, the opening reception is Friday the 8th. Is the exhibit
Correct.
In place yet or not quite yet?
No. So the exhibit will arrive. It'll ship to us on the 1st, and okay. then we spend a week busting it, making the galleries look lovely and getting everything in place.
Aftermath, War is Only Half the Story. Opening reception Friday night, the 8th of February from 6 to 8. And then, of course, panel discussions and things on Saturday the 9th, and then a coffee with the curator on Wednesday the 13th. And it's going on through April.
April 7th. And all of these events and attending the exhibit, visiting the exhibit, it's always free and open to the public. So everybody is welcome. And we really, you know, we're a friendly bunch. We encourage people to come through our doors and just check it out.
Information, though, good place to go. Website.
Yep. Right. Everything, times, dates, and everything is located at Krazzle.org.
Okay. And real quick, because we've got an extra minute here on the horizons at the Krazzle, some things coming up.
Yeah. And a lot more of this information is available at Krazzle.org. But online, you can find out how we are involved and build your way around town. We have a couple of workshops that you can register for on mm-hmm. our website. And then also be on the lookout for our family nights at the Benton Harbor Public Library and family days at the Krazzle Art Center.
More information always available at
Krazzle.org.
KRASL.
Got it. Matthew Bizzo and Tammy Miller from the Krazzle, thanks for bringing us up to date.
Thank you.
Thanks, Ray.
It's great to be here.
Got Something to Say, brought to you by ServPro of Berrien County. They make any size disaster seem like it never even happened. Got Something to Say from News Talk 94.9 WSJM, committed to serving Michigan's great Southwest.